title this morning is Withdraw from My Father's Account, Part 2. We talked about it a few weeks ago. I cannot believe it's September 29th already.
Wow.
Time is just flying by. You know, we're going to have a little October Harvest Fest, and then you got Thanksgiving giving, and then we got the Christmas going on. We've already placed our order for toys, amen, for Christmas, with Toys for Tots, and you know, we're expecting several hundred toys to make a blessing to our community and to the hospitals that we go out to, and all we're doing is tapping into our Father's account, amen. So this morning, I just want to share with you a little bit. I won't be long because I know that your stomachs are growling because the food's here, amen. So I just want to recap a few things we spoke about a couple weeks ago, get our mind renewed and refreshed about how do we tap into our Father's account, making a withdrawal. We said that our lives should demonstrate a lifetime commitment to renew our minds so that we agree with God. In other words, when we wake up in the morning, we gathered enough junk from the day before that we just need to renew our minds. Amen. If you watch TV, you listen to the radio, there's typically not really good things on. And that starts to flood our minds and our mindsets. So we just need to remove those things by spending time in God's Word. Amen. God's Word is a great equalizer. And what we need to do is we need to focus on something this morning. We need to focus our attention on what God thinks about us, God's perspective. You know, God loves you. God created you from dust. Amen. God created you to be a soul winner. God created you to have favor. God created you to be healthy. God created you to be wealthy. God created you to have all the things that the riches of God can bestow on you. Amen? But you got to believe that. We got to take a look in the mirror and say, I look like Jesus. Even though you may not look like him right now, but God's working things out of you. Amen? I don't know about you, but I go to this therapist 3 days a week now for my shoulder, and my shoulder got pretty knotted up from doing some lifting, and it's taken them a process of a knotting my back, a knotting my shoulders, and they have to get into the joint, and they have to get in there, and you got to understand something, they're working it out, but I have to still then do my part. Uh oh. See, it feels good when he's massaging it. It really doesn't. It hurts like Hades, you know what I'm saying? But it loosens things up so then I can go do the weights I have to go do. I have to do my part. And you have to do your part in order to be able to tap into the things of God. And we need to understand that we need to look things from God's perspective, not your perspective. Who does God say you are? God says that you're blessed. God says that you're on top. Even though you may not feel like it and the weight of the world's on you this morning, let me just confirm something with you. God said you're blessed and highly favored. God said that, not me. So I just want you to understand that when I share these things with you this morning, I want you to understand that this is not from my perspective. I mean, I love you just the way you is. Amen. But God loves you bigger. Amen. He loves you more. He even loves you when you're messed up. Amen. See, we have the finished works of Jesus Christ. Those finished works are salvation. God gave us deliverance. God gave us healing. He gave us prosperity. All those things reside inside of you. What do you mean, Pastor? There's great financial ability for you to earn lots of money. It's inside of you. You have the DNA of God in you. You can, guess what? Be healed. Pretty cool, isn't it? You can prosper. You can walk in deliverance. You can do the things you used to do, you don't do no more. Amen? I used to go and do this, and that, but I don't do that anymore. I got delivered. I got set free. I no longer participate in those things because it's in you. My wife and I were just talking about a 30-year class reunion. That makes me pretty old. Amen? And I got nothing in common with those folks. I see them on Facebook, and they're still drinking and carousing and, you know, marriage after marriage after marriage after marriage. The only thing they're missing is the main ingredient, Jesus. It's in them, but they haven't tapped into it yet. Amen? What would I go back and say to them? I don't know. I have nothing in common with them, but, you know, I just hear Jesus with them. Amen. When I roll up in that Mercedes-Benz, hallelujah, no, just kidding. No, let's go be myself. I had to go in my jeans and come in and say, how you doing? God bless you. I'm highly favored, healed of the Lord. Why? Because I have a Father in heaven that loves me. Amen. We said last time that the physical blessings are spiritual blessings that have been materialized. We said that there are physical blessings that you have, the nice car, or the house that you live in, or the clothes you have, or the money that you have in your bank account. Those physical blessings are spiritual blessings that have been materialized on the earth. Amen. When we allow ourselves to be transformed by the Word, we increase our confidence and trust in God. In other words, when I started using the Word of God and applying it, I begin to see my life change. I was one that had to test the waters with God. Your word said, God, now I'm going to believe it, but I need to see it. Amen. One of the areas for me was toughest was that tithing, because I really love money. Amen. I love money more than I love God. I used to. And I would have to be tested in that. And I found that when I would give to God, and all of a sudden I had gotten some blessings. And I give a little bit more to God, and I got a little bit more blessings. And I give a little bit more of my time, and boy, I had more time in my schedule. And I had some talents that I could use, and all of a sudden I'd get promoted, and things were working in my favor. Because I was working the Word. Then I had my faith tested. I got sick, and I had pancreas disorder for 12 years, but I didn't have the Word inside of me to be able to overcome it. I was already healed, I just didn't know it. It took me 12 years to get the healing because it was already in me, it just I didn't confess it. So what you don't confess, you can't possess. So I have confidence in the Word of God, and that it produces great compensation of reward. In other words, when God says, test me in certain areas, God is saying, test me, because it's going to work out on your behalf. It's going to work out for you if you just trust me, just a little bit. God wants to reward you. See, you got to understand something. I have an earthly father who's here. He's like 82 years old or 83 years old, amen. And he blessed me along the way, amen. You know, he worked hard and provided for our family and my brother. That you met the guy with the grayer hair last time you met him, you know, last week, and my elder brother. And he provided for our family. But how much greater provision does our Heavenly Father give us? So we don't want to talk about that. Well, God, you know, God's up there and he's holding. No, God's trying to get it to you. But we don't understand it's already ours. We don't feel like that we should have tapped into it. But I'm here to tell you can tap into it. God wants you to tap into it. And I want to share something with you this morning as well, is that, you know, when we sin, it opens up the door to Satan, and it welcomes these unwelcome battles, per se. And all the devil's trying to do is steal your confidence that the Word of God really works. He's trying to tell you that, you know, God don't really love you. That's why you're in your predicament that you're at. The reason why you're still not healed is because God doesn't love you. God got you sick to teach you a lesson. Come on now. He didn't. I was thinking about that. I was thinking, my father and mother don't want me sick. Why would my Heavenly Father want me sick? Just trying to help. So let's talk about how we withdraw from our Father's account this morning. Take a look at Romans 12:2. This is the New Living Translation. Romans 12:2. It says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Let's stop there for a second. Do not, whatever you do, don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world. Why? Because it's going to pass away. The world's way of doing things is not God's way of doing things. God says, give it all away and you'll be blessed. And I'm thinking, how does that work? The world told me to get as much as I can, as fast as I can, so I can sit on my can. That's how the world does things. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you what? You are what you think you are. When you learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You need to understand something. You need to change the way you think, the way your outlook is. I mean, I look at the TV and it said that the weather is going to be good all week. It's going to be in closer to the 90s the first part of the week, and the later part of the week it's going to be in the 80s. Praise God. The forecast is great. It looks awesome. Then I go and look in the forecast in Michigan. It looks like it's going to snow. My forecasts look good here in Las Vegas. Amen. And it attacks your thinking. Now, I want to say something about your thinking. You are what you think. If you never think you'll amount to anything, guess what you'll amount to? Nothing. I had to change my mindset about healing. I was sick, I was sick, I was sick, I was confessing I was sick, I'm always sick, I'm always sick, I'm always sick. Guess what I was? I was always sick. Come on. I got no money, I ain't got no money, I ain't got no money. I'm always going to be poor. I'm going to be busted and disgusted. I'm never going to have it. Guess what you're going to have? Nothing. Our Father wants you to withdraw from his bank account, his account, the healing, the deliverance, the salvation, the prosperity. God wants you to have all that, and it already resides inside of you. How do you know? Because when Jesus said it was finished at the cross, he said that he had already successfully paid for everything you ever need. Take a look at this slide. Take a quick look at this slide. Is there a slide? Look at that slide. What does it say? Say it again. What is it? Say it again. Okay. So think about that. Keep that up there. Paid in full. You have to look at your life right now and say, I want to have my car paid in what? I want to have my house paid in. I want my kids' college to be. Whatever that my business, my church that we're gonna get given to us somehow, God's going to give it to me. It'd be paid in full. The clothes I have are going to be. All my Christmas giving this year is going to be. I don't have to carry it into next year because it's already. See, you got to understand that Jesus already died on the cross for us. He already paid all the price for everything. It's already inside of you. It's already been stamped with paid in full. That's why the devil doesn't like you. That's the reason why the devil tries to tell you that you're really not your Father's child. You're really not, you really don't have access to the account. But see, he already knows that he already paid in full. He already made a way when there seems to be no way. See, shout with me this morning. I have all the ingredients I need to be successful in life. You already have all the ingredients. You already have the DNA of God in your life. You already got the salt that makes people thirsty for Jesus. You got the pepper sometimes, which is the fire of God. You have all the key ingredients, amen, to draw people into the kingdom of God. Jesus said he already paid it in full. See, as Christians, we got to renew our mind with the word every single day. And you go, Pastor, I don't have time to spend time in the word. It's really you don't not have enough time to spend in the word, amen. Because what happens is the world floods you with a bunch of junk that sits in your trunk and then slows you down all day long. Amen? See, our spirits get changed when we get to the point of salvation. This is important to understand. So when we get saved, our spirit man changes and it's all good. You get all that God has for you. But here's what happens. Our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, need some work. My emotions. I gotta get them under control. Woe is me. We walk around with Eeyore. Whoa. We gotta get those under control. We got to get our mindset right. We can't always have a negative mindset. Well, you know, so-and-so is getting blessed, but I'm not. Don't be jealous. Jump right in. We got to get our will. See, that's the hardest thing for me. I was a strong-willed child. Amen. When I was growing up. My mom would tell you, I would find 80 excuses. I had the book of excuses when I was 3 years old. Amen. Not to go and do something. Amen. And I had what they called a strong will. But the rod broke the strong will. Amen. God wants us to get his will, his nature, his DNA, his mindset. Get our emotions in check. We need to continue to do that on a daily basis. Why? Because we live in a thing called life on earth. And living life on earth is a tough thing to do. Why? Because you're really not of this place. You're really of heaven. So that's why we have a hard time as Christians understanding, you know, why people do what they do. And why is the world in such chaos? And you know, why is there such great murders and deaths and all this craziness going on? Because really, we're not of this world. We don't understand that. We're really like God. Why? Because he already dwells inside of you. See, every day that you wake up, you need to get a shot of the word in you to keep you on track and focused on God's will. Take a look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want to help you this morning. Because, see, God wants you to tap into all that he has. You already have the right to it. You may not think so, but you have the right to all the things that God has. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he or she is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition, the old way you used to think, the way you used to act, the way the friends you used to hang around with that were getting you in trouble and bringing you down, is helping you, has passed away. You got some new associations, some new friends, some Christians. Amen. It says, behold, the fresh and new has come. But a few things are from God, it says, right? But a few things are from God. Is that what it says? What does it say? What does it say? Oh, but all things. All right, I just want to make sure we're all, because none of you were answering. I thought you just were going to go with the flow. But all things. So he left out a few things in all, right? He said, but all things are from God, who already dwells inside of you, who already lives inside. All things are already in you. They're just waiting for you to turn them on. I can give you the key to my car, but until you turn the ignition and put it into drive, you ain't going nowhere. You're staying parked. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. The reason why you don't have harmony in your life, because you're not bringing enough people around you to be in harmony with you. At work, I try to create an environment. At church, we try to create it an environment where it's easy to flow. I don't like at work, and guys know when I first try to hire people, I interview them, I said, I don't like drama. You like drama? Find another job. This ain't Days of Our Lives. This ain't on the edge of whatever there is out there. I don't know what other things are out there. I don't like drama. I don't like drama at home. I don't have any drama queens in my house. Amen. I don't have any drama queens at church. Praise God. Because when drama comes, there's no peace. I like peace. Peace be still. I want to hear your problems. We all got problems. The difference is I go to God with my problem, and he's going to help me with it. And the one who's got to change got to be me, not somebody else. Is always good at blaming somebody else. I don't know. I don't have this in my notes, but I'm going to go somewhere. The only one I can change is I. Me, myself, and Irene here. That's all I can change. Amen? If it's up to me, it's got to be me. It's got to change. It ain't somebody else. I can't change my wife. I can only change myself. And she'll see the greatness and the beauty and the splendor and the, ooh, yeah. And then she'll want to change. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to help you. Why? Because within us, we've been having this recreated spirit. All spiritual blessings come from God. All things come from God. My last breath comes from God. The eyes that I can see right now, it comes from God. My hands that can move and get things done for God, it all comes from God. My job, it comes from God. The business that I work for doesn't even know that God gave me that job. They can't figure out why I'm so successful. All because I got God. The reason why I walk in health is because I have God. One of those things I got is healing in my body. I'm whole and complete. But if you don't believe it, you can just always be sick. That's okay. You can take cough medicine for the next, 365 days. That's good. I elect not to. Amen. Because God said I'm healed. God says I'm whole. God said I can prosper. God says I can have some money. God says I can have nice clothes. And I don't care what people think or say. Because the only opinion that counts is God's. And I'm only tapping into my Father's riches and only expressing how I got them was through Him. The reason why I'm here today is because of Him, not because of what I've done. The only thing I can do is be obedient. Take a look at Ephesians 1:3. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with a few spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ, who blessed us with every single spiritual blessing. I'm into tapping into the spiritual realm and bringing it back onto the earthly realm. You do that by spending time in the W-O-R-D. Word. Word takes things from the heavenly realm and brings them into the earthly realm. And it manifests and people go, wow, look what that person got. Well, let me tell you how I got that. How did I get that healing? How did I get that favor? How did I get that? It's all because of Him. Because He says He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Him. We're one with Him. We're connected. We access those blessings when we allow the Word of God to change you. If you don't allow the Word to change you, you'll always be the same person you were. And it's not that you're a bad person. It's just that you won't have all that God wants you to have. Amen? Shout with me this morning, change me, God, with your word. See, you got to be changed by the word. I mean, I was just thinking about this. If your last name was Rockefeller, if your last name was Bill Gates, if your last name was, I don't give a rich person, Vanderbilt, if your last name was Lancome, you wouldn't be walking around with your head down. You probably would have your car that's paid in full. Think about that. God wants you to be blessed. Now, I wasn't born into the Rockefellers, but I was born into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's greater and mightier and has more than all those men combined. And it's finally dawning upon me, I can learn to tap into what already is mine. Amen? It's important that we believe in and acknowledge every good thing that's within us. In the kingdom of God, nothing works without faith. You can't do anything without faith. We looked at this scripture last week, or 2 weeks ago. You call Philemon or Philemon. 1:6. The New Living Translation says it this way. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from what? Your faith. As you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Amplified Bible says it this way, and I pray that the participation in and the sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition. And I understand and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and unto his glory. There are some good things that God has already placed inside of you that you haven't even realized yet that you need to tap into. You're already blessed. You can't use your faith to go outside of God's redemption or his plan. In other words, you can't go out and commit adultery, or you can't go out and commit murder. You can't go out and do some crazy things and think God's going to bless you. That don't work that way. Amen. But our faith is a positive response to what Jesus has already done. You already have the finished works inside of you. You already have salvation. You have deliverance. You have prosperity. You already have healing. All those things reside in you. But you got to tap in. Faith simply takes possessing those finished works. It's already been done for you. It's already been completed. He's already done his part. God's not doing anything more new. It'll be new to you when you tap in. But he's not going to do a whole bunch of new stuff. He already's done it all. All you have to do is tap into it, and it'll be new to you. I want all my Father's riches in heaven. I want to be able to talk to people and allow them to get healed. And I want to be able to speak to people and show the love of God and watch their life change. I want to have peace in my life. God said I can have all these. They all reside inside of it. It's how I act, how I talk, how I speak, how I flood myself with the Word of God. No Word, then I got nothing going on in my life that's good. Amen? See, whenever you sin, let me just tell you something. When you sin, you give the enemy access to your life. And Satan immediately attacks the confidence of the Word. So you have all this Word in you, and you're confident that God can do all these things. But when you start to sin or you fall away, first thing the devil says is, see, you missed it. Man, child, you blew it. Who do you think you are? You messed up, man. God don't love you. Yes, he does. He loves you no matter what. I love my children no matter what, even when they don't listen. I have to give them the rod, amen, but, you know, take away their cell phone, praise God. Take away the set of wheels soon, praise God. Well, that hurt probably more than anything. Ooh. But you do it, why? Because you love them unconditionally. You care about them. God cares about you. And the devil will come in there to speak smack about God and say, well, he doesn't really care, and, you know, you're sick because, you know, God really, he didn't look out for you, but he looked out for everybody else. So, so-and-so died in your life because, you know, God was just trying to teach you something. That's how it does. He tries to avoid the confidence that you have in him. You know, most people in life that are successful are usually pretty confident. Might not have always been confident, but they're confident. I'm confident in my ability to go and get it done. Sometimes, I mean, I stretch myself way out there. I'm like, man, I'm way out there, God. I can only trust you. Well, it's called faith. Take a look at Hebrews 10:35. Hebrews 10:35 says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Do not throw away this confident trust. You got to just trust God. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstance looks like, no matter what your situation looks like, you got to trust him. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I know I don't know what you're going through, but God does. You got somebody that really understands what you're going through. Come on now. See, the grace of God helps us overcome temptation and live a life that pleases God. We struggle with feelings of condemnation and unworthiness when we sin. The shame of sin cripples our confidence. So that's why it's key not to sin. If you can avoid sin, try to avoid sin. I know we make some mistakes. I mean, I get mad sometimes, and I have to yell through my car window at people that really need a tune-up, you know, amen, because they don't know how to drive as good as I do. Amen. But I'm confident in one thing, that God's word works every time. It may not be there when you want it, but it's always right on time. God sometimes will stretch you right to the end of the month, and you're like, God, I don't know how we're going to do it. But all of a sudden, he shows up. I don't know why he does that. I mean, hey, you can send it to me at the beginning of the month to send me the check for $100,000, Lord, and I can coast all my. And God said, no, because then you won't trust me. You're going to trust me every, I'm going to have to trust him every single day. Shout, if I miss it, I have the grace of God. So when you miss it, you got the grace of God. Now, I'm not saying go out and sin and know that God's going to take care, but try to limit that. But know that you got God's grace. God cares about you. God loves you. God wants you to tap into his whole account. God wants you to withdraw everything that he's given Jesus. He wants you to have. He wants you to have it. Now, I'm just not talking financial thing, but maybe you want to have an idea. God can give you that idea. Maybe it's you're counseling with somebody or talking to a friend that's going through something, and you say, Lord, just give me that word that I need so I can comfort my friend so that will turn their situation around. God will give that to you. It's in you. All good things come from who? All good things come from God. I always ask him, Lord, why do I got to go through this test? Why do I got to go through this? Why do I got to go? He said, I'm just teaching you along the way. I want your faith level to continue to be. I mean, if you don't have a test, you don't know what you've learned. I mean, when you go, I went to college, I took all these tests, and then they had the final exam to see how much you knew. I only got an A's worth or a B's worth. I only understood a C's worth. I got a D. That wasn't good. I gotta go back and study. I gotta go learn. I gotta change my mindset. I'll give you a perfect illustration. You know, a long time ago, I fell off a motorcycle and hurt myself. What I did is I went and got another motorcycle and jumped back on it. Oh, that's crazy, Pastor. Wouldn't you be afraid of that? Yeah. Were you nervous? Yeah. You scared about it? Yeah. But I'm not gonna allow that to defeat me. See, a lot of us have had some falls in life. Some of us have not always been who we are today, and we're always transforming. But I'm here to tell you that you can still withdraw from the Father's account. He still loves you no different than he loves me. Amen. Amen? You and I have the finished work of Jesus Christ. We have his salvation. We have his deliverance. We have his healing. We have his prosperity. All that resides inside of you, but you have to tap into it. You have to tap into it. Our victory comes when we know how to withdraw those spiritual blessings from God's account. You and I need to learn that we don't have to wait in a long line like at a bank to withdraw the money or whatever that is from God. All we have to do is just step in prayer. Step in fasting. Step in the Word. When we do those type of things, we're the first one in line. Amen? See, I'm like Jesus to my children. When they need something, they come to Dad or they come to Mom. Because they know that somehow they're going to figure it out how to get what they need. So they tried it the world's way. And then they come to Father, who knows best. He does. He always knows best. And says, here, I've got this different avenue for you. I want you to think about this. I want you to tap into something. See, it already resides inside of you. You got to understand, everything that you need for life is already inside of you. But it needs to grow by watering of the Word, by spending time around with people that are sane and not insane. Amen. I got $20. I got this $20. Now, if Matt wants the $20, he'll come up here right now and get the $20, right? Why? Because he knows that Father here wants to bless him. Better hurry up, because if Sister comes up here and then, you know, all right, so. Yeah. See how easy it is to tap into the Father's? You just have to be willing to go and get it. You got to make a step forward. See how he had to step forward? Sometimes you and I have to step forward into the things of God in order to get what God has for you. You just can't stand still and say, well, I hope it just comes my way. Yeah, it's coming my way. Well, God, when are you going to come? God's saying, well, you're at the wrong bus stop. You might have to get myself up. I might have to walk over here. I might have to go over there. I may have to be a blessing to somebody. I might have to say a kind word to somebody that's not kind to me. Those that talked about me, I have to go there, Lord? They didn't receive me before. Don't worry, they're not going to receive you again. But go. Why? Because you got what they need. Our victory comes when we know how to withdraw those spiritual blessings from God's account. See, God already has it all. All we got to do is step into it. It already resides inside of you. You can have an attitude of a champion or you can have an attitude of a loser. It's your choice. It's funny. Y'all have a choice. God gave you a choice. Serve him or serve the world. We withdraw the blessings by recognizing and admitting that first they exist. In other words, we have to use our faith in order to gain the blessings from God. Physical blessings are spiritual blessings that have materialized. We access those blessings when we allow the Word of God to change us. All we got to do is spend time in the Word and allow it to change us. The guy that Pastor Diana married almost 21 years ago wasn't the same guy she met. I'm totally different. But who had to make the change? It wasn't her. You know, I know she was praying for me. You know, change that guy. Gosh darn it, Lord. But I had to change myself. Amen? God bless you. When Jesus said it was finished at the cross, he was saying that he had already successfully paid for everything that we will ever, ever need. The only one that can change me is, you don't like your environment, the only thing you can change is yourself. And everything around that environment starts to change when you change. But you got to have the Word of God in you. You know, it's funny because if you hang around the wrong people, you pick up their habits and you're just like them. My mom would say, don't hang around those boys over there. You're going to get in trouble. And I didn't listen to her. Guess what happened? I hung around them, and I got in trouble. I said, how did you know? She goes, when you hang around and you associate yourself with that, you end up being just like that. If you hang around with those Christians, you become weird and crazy and blessed. We got to align ourselves with the Word of God in order to gain favor and access to the Father's account. Don't allow sin to get in the way of tripping you up. Don't allow him to attack your confidence. Stop sinning. Don't allow to give him any room. Think about it for a minute, where you've been blowing it. And just ask him to forgive you because he loves you and he wants you to have access to the kingdom and everything that he has. Well, Pastor, you know what? No one in my house ever went to college. Well, you're the first. But you got to believe that. The only one you can change is you. I don't like negative people, but I try to run from them as fast as I can. I don't want that negativism. I don't, it causes strife, and then the peace in the house goes and disappears, and then it's, you know. I had a friend that was so negative, it took all the air out of the room. I mean, we'd start talking, you're like, oh my God, just get me out of here. Yeah. Please, Lord. Shout with me this morning, Abba Father, thank you for opening my eyes to the truth of your word. I know I am a work in progress. So please give me grace to clean up the messes in my life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to see things from God's perspective. I possess the finished works of Jesus Christ. I have salvation, deliverance, healing, and prosperity. They all reside inside of me. Today I make a withdrawal from your account, the account that is abundant and overflowing. Our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions are undergoing continual transformation. I commit to study the Word and renew my mind daily. I acknowledge every good thing that I have comes from Jesus. Heavenly Father, open the windows of heaven and pour into my life. Manifest in my life today. Thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. And everybody said, amen, and gave the Lord a little praise. Did you get anything? It ain't hard. People want to tell you the Word is hard. Buy a different Bible that doesn't say these, thys, and those. Because it was hard trying to understand these, thys, those, and this, and this, and that. Now I got the New Living Translation. It breaks it down for us, you know, common folk. Had the Amplified to expand it. Even have the Message Translation that will just, like, you know, tear you up. It's the Word. Now, I mean to say, just read the Word. It doesn't have to be the New King James. It doesn't have to be the King James Version. The King James Version is good, but I'm not of this thou stolest. That was written for 1910. This is 2013. That's why the translations are there, to help you understand and read several of them. That's why you see the scriptures. Sometimes they have Amplified. Sometimes they have New King James. Sometimes they have New Living. Why? Because the Word, it breaks it down for a simple folk like myself to understand it. So then I can say, well, that applies to me. Oh, that word's for me. And then I start renewing my mind, and I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can do this. I can go lose weight and not eat this food. I can do this. I know I can. I just got to put my mind to it. And if I get the Word about health, I can do it. I don't have enough money. Go find the scriptures that talk about money and go get some. Maybe you have to go in the book of Job and get one. That way you can go in the book of Numbers and count all the money you got. Come on now. Y'all say, oh boy, that pastor just lost it. But isn't that true? You got to make the first step. My son says, hey Father God, he got me $20. I'm going to get that $20 right now. Because I got to go to homecoming this weekend. I got to take some chicken with me. And I need to, he goes, I need to raise some money. I said, well, I'll raise your 20 right now. Praise God. But he had to step out. If he stood back there, he would have not got the blessing. So many of us don't tap into the blessing because we're afraid to step on out. The Jeffersons didn't have the penthouse because he was lazy. He had the penthouse because he had a dry cleaning business because he stepped on out. He's moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky or whatever that is. Remember that song? How'd he get there? He stepped out. Because, see, in those days, a black man didn't have the business. A black man was held down and he was picked up. But no, not George, man. He had stepped on out. And God's telling you to step on out of your comfort zone. Step on out of what you normally do. Go a different way to work than you normally go. Why? You might see something different. I always go down Eastern, but tomorrow I'm going to go down a different way. Why? To see something different. You got to step on out. You gotta just know that it's inside of you, and God wants you to tap into all that He has. And I'm not just talking monetarily. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you ideas. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you hope when you're hopeless. He wants to give you strength when you're weak. God wants you to be blessed. Your pastors are blessed. Now, I don't have $1 million yet, but I know it's coming. I can tap into the reserves of God. $1 million to God is like probably 5 cents. God's money doesn't get taxed. Amen? It's worth the whole value. Why? Because he already paid in full everything that you have. No one can take something from you once it's been paid in full. You already got the title deed. You got the title to the... I got a motorcycle. I got the title of the motorcycle. I own it. No one can take it from me. The bank can't say, well, you missed one payment and for $100, so we're going to keep it. No. It's mine. I'm working on the cars to be stamped paid in full and the house to be paid in full. And, you know, he already paid in full. I got to see it that way. Just trying to help you. So this morning what I want to do is we want to bring some praise and some worship time this morning, so that God will seal this word inside of you. And when you worship him, thank him like you already have it, because you already have it. But you have to step on out. You may have to walk forward and say, God, I just need some more. God bless you. I just need some more of what you got, Lord. I need to get my mind clear. What happens is your mind is so cluttered with I can't, and we have all these excuses, God bless you, that you don't have because you haven't asked. So this morning, when we worship God in spirit and in truth, ask him. Ask him. Thank him like you already have it. Thank him that you already have your salvation and your deliverance. Thank that you already just tap in. Be like my son. I had the $20. He just had to come up and just take it, because it's yours. You can't come to God like this. I come to God like, hey, God, I got some stuff. Come on now. I got some big dreams. I got some. My nephew told you last week, dream. Dream big. Don't just dream this big. Don't dream in a postage stamp. Dream big, that the only way you can get it done is you got to have God. And he already given you the resources that's inside of you, but words like, well, you know, God will connect you with the right people. You're only a couple people away from being connected to someone who can really help you. But if you don't step out there, you're just waiting around for someone. They're going to pass right by you. Maybe some of you just have to get up early and worship him and praise him. I'm just trying to help you. I mean, I like to sleep into noon too, but, you know, half the day's gone by then. Amen? Let me tell you, sleep's overrated. When you're dead, you'll have enough sleep. Get up and just do it. Well, I don't have a job. Well, you know, you don't go looking for jobs at 9 o'clock at night. You know, I'm just, come on, be real. I ain't got all that I'm supposed to have. Well, maybe because you ain't giving all God what you're supposed to give him. Just trying to help. I'm always looking. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, I'm just thinking, Lord, how do you want me to do it? What do you want me? I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I say, Jesus, I'm looking more like you. Help me. Come on now, keeping it real. I'm blessed and highly favored because I really put some attention in wanting to be blessed and highly favored. And I don't worry what man's going to say, because they're going to be talking about me, and then it gives me an opportunity to kick down the door and say, the reason why you don't have what I have is because you haven't gone what I had to go through to get it. And now I know who I can get it from. I get it from the man, not a man. And I'm connected, and, you know, I can connect you to my source too. Y'all saying that guy was a drug dealer up there. I know he was. He had a man. I did. But now I got the man. And now he supplies all of my needs.